welcome to another edition of the Gobesky Wallace Report. I'm Adam Gobesky.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. We've got gifted guests with us today. We've got Paul Wilcox.
Great to be here.
And Doug Gobesky.
Thanks for having me. And what are we doing, Charlie? What are we talking about today?
We're doing our twice a year recounting of the gifts because we are now through. Now we're through June. And several, although not all of us, have gotten some gifts.
Wait, I got gifts for my birthday.
I guess that's right. You just have to remember what they were.
So do you, pal. Well,
yeah, that's true.
Are you implying that I didn't prepare for this?
Yes, then prove me wrong, Doug. I guess you can go first.
All right. So I got some stuff for my birthday way back when it was my birthday.
When was that? What month?
January.
Incorrect.
January?
Correct.
Okay.
What did we establish that was? January 200 and something?
Oh,
300
right.
And something? How many days?
January negative 70.
June 30 and whatever. January 20. 204. So I guess that'd be 234, something like that.
Between what?
June 234th.
Well, that would imply that this is a follow-up to June 2023.
Fine.
Yeah.
Do it as a negative then.
What? No. That's not how time works.
Sure it is.
Goes forward evermore.
There are no negative days.
You just reverse the direction.
What if we started doing time as like before future era? Or we started calling like AD, BC because it'd be like before collapse or something like that?
Hey, Doug, whose podcast is this?
Charlie's.
Then we go forward. The way Charles intended.
Never look back.
Charles is in charge, as they say.
Never look back. But the whole point of this is a retrospective on what we got for our birthdays.
Criticizing things that have already been said is a form of looking back, sir.
So anyway, back for my birthday, back earlier this year, I got a comforter and a pillow. The comforter was one of those, it was like a big comforters. The downside, though, is that it needs to, I have to actually go to a laundromat to wash it because it's too big for a domestic washing machine. I also got The Warriors on Blu-ray, a Learn Japanese book, Genki set one.
Professor Genki?
He hasn't shown up yet. It's a lot less violent than I was led to expect from that, honestly. And then Adam and Brianne got me a Blu-ray of Rob Ocop, which is the story of a police officer in Detroit.
An Irish police officer, I believe.
Yes. Oh. Yes. They also got me the first volume of the Spy Family manga. And then they got me Paprika, but I already owned it, so I returned it, and they got me Ghost in the Shell instead.
Oh, I'm learning stuff today.
What are you learning?
What I got you for your birthday.
Okay. And that was it. But it was stuff that I very much enjoyed, so thank you. What about you, Charlie? Or are we going chronologically? I guess it'd be Paul next.
We can go to Charlie. It's fine. We can twist the format.
Go backwards in time?
No. I don't think you understand how this podcast works.
You're right. I don't.
We only ever look forward. We have never once looked back. That's why this is episode 274, Never Look Back.
We might as well be the like Andrew Yang and the Forward Party.
Oh, wow. I forgot about Andrew Yang, which is wild because I own an Andrew Yang t-shirt.
It's like what they say, those who don't remember the past are doomed to have a great time for the rest of their lives.
Sweet.
Let's see. My birthday. I'll start with the most exciting thing first, is that when I mow my lawn, the battery I have for it doesn't have enough charge to get through it. And so Cara bought me a higher capacity battery for the lawnmower. So now I can get through it in one go instead of two.
What battery line are you locked into?
Oh, it's a Ryobi.
Oh, okay, nice.
and they're super expensive. Like, I remember when I bought this lawnmower, it came with a battery, and I was like, oh, that's a pretty good deal because it comes with a battery. Like,
yeah,
I was like, should I buy a second lawnmower to get the battery?
Could have just sold it on eBay, turned it around.
But then the person would have to have a battery already.
Yeah, maybe they do.
Batteryless.
I guess so.
Lawnmowers.
Look, you just start the bidding at $1 and just see where it goes.
I also got, ooh, this was a good gift. I got a one of those freestanding hammocks for our yard. So that was pretty cool. I have not got a chance to nap in it yet. I'm very excited for a chance to do that. But since I've been on vacation the last week and a half.
You didn't take it with you?
It was pretty heavy. I mean, you can like break it down and put it inside a bag. What are we gonna jettison out of the car?
The one that can fend for itself.
I think that's the gist of what I got from my family. I got the chance to go see a movie. So I of course went and saw
it. But he didn't take it.
No.
Hold on, let's guess. All right. Questions first. Was it just you?
It was just me, yes. Kara watched the kids so I could go see a movie.
Oh, that makes it a lot harder because the answer is therefore not Inside Out 2.
Was it Furiosa?
Yeah. What's a really bad movie that's out right
now? I did with Celeste go to watch Inside Out 2, and we needed to leave at like the first anxiety attack scene of the movie.
So I don't know, but I can imagine.
Yeah, Celeste was like, we need to go. And I was like, well, we can close your eyes or we can watch. She's like, no, I need to go. I mean, not exactly like that, but you could imagine. I was like, all right, exactly. It's not worth it.
Very matter of fact. Papa, we must go now.
And I was like, Inside Out 2 must have done a pretty good job there. The desired reaction. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, wait. Don't tell me. I'm looking up recent movies. So
was it the Kevin Costner movie?
Water Horizon and American Saga?
It was not. I guess I might have gotten to see that. Like, it wouldn't be first on my list, but somebody's got to. He's going to have to sell his ranch if people don't go see it.
Ooh, maybe he went and saw Bad Boys Ride or Die.
No, not a bad guess. Not correct.
All right, which of these movies looks like the least likely I would want to watch?
You'll get it that way.
Touch.
What's Touch? I don't know that one. Oh, is that the Lena Dunham?
Oh, no, it says 93%.
Oh, okay. So it was just like, there's like a Stephen Fry Lena Dunham movie or something. I always forget what it's called. I was like, huh.
Not telling me who the cast is. Oh, this is like definitely like a Turkish film or something.
How about that prequel to A Quiet Place? Is that out?
It is out now.
Oh, was it Kinds of Kindness?
It was.
There we go.
I've never heard of this. What is it about?
That's the lobster guy.
Like the movie The Lobster?
Yeah, him. Yeah. It is a set of three stories involving mostly the same actors playing different parts and mostly unpleasant sorts of stories. But I don't know. I liked it. It's not a movie that's trying to be, I guess, liked in a like friendly way.
So it's aggressively not fun is what I'm hearing.
I've heard it described that way. Yes. That's my birthday.
For a bad time at the movies? Look no further.
I saw someone describe The Dead Zone as having amazing bad vibes. So, you know.
That's the Stephen King movie?
The one with Christopher Walken, right? Directed by Cronenberg. I don't know if it's a Stephen King thing.
It is a Stephen King, yeah.
This is from like the 80s or something, right?
Yeah, yes.
Like that, yeah. Okay. I was like, is there a Dead Zone remake with Christopher Walken I just don't know about? Anyway, what else did you get besides freedom and sleeping?
From those are the important things. From Kara's parents, I got... It's interesting because like Kara's mom in particular just like listens and like finds things to get you. It's always... I'm like never really expecting anything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I did want that, including a cover for the sandbox that fits outside. I'm like, oh, okay, this is nice. And then a travel plug-in, like, outlet. Like, so it's like an extension that has, like, a bunch of, like, different, like, USB connections. And I don't know, it's kind of nice for, like, traveling. and then like a beer glass that says something very sweet about what a great son-in-law I am. I don't remember the exact wording.
She got you all these things for your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure we weren't like compiling multiple.
No. My guess is was like, oh yeah, this cover for the sandbox is not particularly expensive. I want to get you something else until it added up to, I don't know, how people do, you know. But they were all very nice, thoughtful things. And then from Adam, I got a book called Fiasco about some of the biggest box office flops in American cinema. I very much do intend on reading this, although I will say that Connor has probably spent more time looking at it so far than I have. He really enjoys it.
That was supposed to be your beach read, not his.
I know, but like, it's funny. Like, you could just give him a gigantic book like that and he will just flip through the pages sometimes.
Actually, I have no idea how big this book is, so.
Well, it's gigantic for a child. It's not like gigantic for me.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe I got you a coffee table book and didn't realize it.
It's actually very good for a beach read, but I probably sat down about 10 different times to read it, and I got about 30 pages. It's good so far. It's good, and I will finish it. But yeah, it talks about such movies as Showgirls and Waterworld. What's the first one? Oh, Cleopatra is the first one. I'm still working on that. And then something I have used, a board game called Gorinto, which it's a lot of fun. I played that for the first time. Cara and I only played it for about 10 minutes and then had to tear it down so that we could eat dinner at the beach house, but because we thought it was going to take a little bit less time. But then I played it with my brother, and it's one of those games that is deceptively complex. Like, you don't realize it until you're like three quarters of the way through the game. And so something we thought was going to take about, you know, 15 minutes took like 2 hours as we slowly started to realize, oh,
the box says 30 minutes, so I'm going to suggest you're doing something wrong.
Probably thinking too much. Like, but we realize there's lots of additional strategies that could pop up, like in foiling like what your opponent can do and things like that. But right. It kind of depends on how involved you are. My brother gets very involved in that, so I was taking, you know, a couple minutes per turn, and he was taking, you know, 15 minutes per turn, which is fine.
A real Paul Wilcox.
I usually at least triple the number on the box.
Oh, that's fair. I mean, yeah.
Like, what does it say on chess? Is there a number on the chess box? Whatever it is ridiculous.
So from speed chess, so from 10 minutes to...
Yeah, that's what the clocks are for.
So yeah, 10 minutes if you're playing speed chess, like 20 years if you're going via mail in the 1800s.
Yeah,
both very thoughtful gifts. I enjoyed them.
You're welcome. Sorry they didn't beat out the battery, but I guess next time I'll get you.
Well, the battery gives, you know, if I can do it in one go, it gives me more time to sit and read, presumably.
Can Celeste read yet?
Yes, she can.
Can Celeste read to Daddy yet while he mows the lawn?
She can lie on the hammock and read.
That's right.
Read this to me.
Or look, here's a microphone. I need this book. I need one chapter per day.
Celeste, I need you to read me the Showgirls chapter.
We don't pay for audiobooks in this house.
Okay, did you get the ice cream cake, though?
I think we had just had a lot of cake, so I think we got a really small cake. What was it? So it's like,
you're not going to finish it live on the podcast?
No, I am not this time. We finished it long ago. Oh, yeah, we already had cake that we hadn't finished from, what was it? Like something that had happened the week before. So like...
My birthday?
Maybe. Juneteenth? It's all blending together. Juneteenth cake. Yeah, don't know. It was just like a small cake from the supermarket. They bought some icing and wrote my name on it. It was delicious, though. Yes, it was spelled right.
Okay, so I interrupt this birthday retrospective to bring you a Gobeski Chocolates report.
Ooh.
This is something I saw in the gas station, and by I mean Brianne. Probably wouldn't have grabbed it otherwise, except, you know, content. This is a Hershey's Milk-licious bar, I guess. Bars? Milk chocolate with creamy chocolate milk filling. It's extra creamy, the back says. And it looks like they're disembodied heads rather than... Oh, they're cow heads is what it looks like. What?
extra. I don't know. It's just something about the idea of a cow head. Like, ooh, cream that cow milk head that you have to harvest from the inside of cows.
Yep. That's a lot of packaging for not a lot of chocolate. Let me snap a head off.
Oh, no, you're going to spill chocolate milk all over.
It's like if Hershey's made truffles, but the truffle flavor was Hershey.
Huh.
It's not bad, but...
Yeah.
So it's not actually liquid?
No, and it is pretty soft even, so...
Like, I was expecting, like, the chocolate version of a gusher.
No, another lie.
I just was expecting pure liquid milk inside.
No, they said it was chocolate milk, though.
Just runs down.
All right, so that was Charlie's birthday. Let's talk about my birthday. All right, so on my birthday, I got, you know how Charlie listed like a lot of practical things? I did not get a lot of practical things because this is a household that believes in fun. So to that end, I got a bunch of books, Spider-Girl comic collection, a Spider-Man comic collection, a huge Justice League International omnibus that Bran was like, this thing is ridiculously heavy. How are you going to read it? And I said, probably not in bed because it'll fall and knock me unconscious. But
the kind where you like, it's like a breathing exercise as it rises and falls on your stomach.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like... And then I got an Asterix comic collection as well. And then some Doctor Who audio dramas, some Evercade games. What else in this picture is from my parents? Oh, so Star Trek Lower Decks Season 4 on Blu-ray. And the Soviet sci-fi classic Kinzadza on Blu-ray. So look forward to being required to watch that at some point in the future.
I'm sorry, what is that?
It's the Soviet sci-fi classic. So moving on. It's a weird sci-fi movie from like the 80s that I think is like all Soviet science fiction movies secretly political. So I look forward to watching the special features and learning more about it. All right. So from Doug, he got me the new Better Than Ezra CD. So that was nice. I listened to that. Very cool. Doug also got me the most popular gift on my list, Brian told me, and that multiple people tried to get it. And that is a Blu-ray of the sci-fi classic Primer, along with another movie by the same director, Upstream Color. So I'm sure I will make people watch those for the sci-fi shuffle at some point as well.
Cool.
And then I guess he had to hit free shipping, so he bought me a bag of Hokkaido matcha milk candy, which I have already tried on the podcast, so we don't need to rehash that. Because always forward.
Did you finish the bag?
I still got a couple left here.
Did you enjoy them?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Nice.
And then Charlie got me the 3-disc super deluxe edition, I guess, of Oasis's Be Here Now album. And the Oasis album is interesting because it had like a bunch of like early demo versions of the songs that aren't as heavily overproduced. So that was kind of interesting to listen to. And I guess Johnny Depp plays on one of these tracks. So.
Oh,
So thank you, Charlie. And then my mother-in-law bought me a book talking about the history of Doctor Who books when they were being published by Virgin Publishing in the 90s, complete with like pictures and interviews and stuff. So that was neat. And then my lovely wife, Brianne, got me a board game called Mega Man Adventures.
Huh.
That we played and had more depth, I think, than either of us were really expecting. So that was a pleasant surprise because I think she kind of bought it as a gag. It was like, ha ha, it's a video game, but not. And then like we actually played and was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
She knows about your video game board games, right?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
So this was playing into that.
Okay.
And then the thing that I've probably gotten much more use out of, to be honest, sorry, is she bought me in Metroid Prime Remastered for Switch.
Oh, nice.
Which was very kind. And then finally, Jason King, remember him, bought me a Doctor Who comic book collection of 10th Doctor stories from Doctor Who magazine called The Widow's Curse and an Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness album called Upside Down Flowers. And it was a great birthday, and I only talked to Brianne pretty much, other than, you know, people who called me, but like no parties or hangouts. It was an ideal birthday. Take it away, Paul.
All right. So I got, Aislinn got me a t-shirt, as she loves to do, the Stay Inside Club, and it shows a recliner with a laptop on one arm and a video game controller on the other. So it's pretty much me. My brother got me a Barnes & Noble card, which I still haven't spent yet. I've been meaning to go over
that. What? It's the Criterion sale this month.
Yeah, you know, I was scrolling through and trying to figure out which what I might drop that on. Let's see, when does that end?
Little early this year. I think it might be like the 26th, even something like that.
Where's the nearest Barnes & Noble to Marinara, California?
I'm sure they have them. It's a university town, and I'm sure the sales tax is higher there.
Yeah, it's important that more of this card go to the local government.
Yeah, you got to stimulate the local economy.
And I also got a nice bit of cash, which helps soften the blow from some recent expenses. But I make sure to spend it on fun. And I also got some really nice socks. They're Champion socks. They got like the C right on the top of them, like the top front.
Whoa.
Yeah. Champion is like, I don't know how much you guys keep up with the youth fashion now, but Champion is like, it's the creme de la creme now.
Oh, wow. Still? Just like when I was eight.
Still?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's a long run.
When would you say the beginning of that was?
Certainly 2018 or earlier, because that's when I remember everybody being all about wearing Champion.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I think it's still kind of like that.
Even though they got sold to Reebok.
That was Aislinn's reaction when I opened those socks. Like, oh, now you're one of those kids, you know.
Oh, so it's not cool. You're now on the wave behind trying to be cool.
No. I'm cool. She just doesn't think that being cool is cool.
So yeah, the t-shirt
is dripping.
The t-shirt that she got you, it's not a Supreme t-shirt, is it?
No, it's not. It's not Stay at Home Club in the Supreme logo. It is the graphic though. Like this is I need to buy it. I need to go into a furniture store and say like, give me this chair because it looks really. So yeah, and it was a good birthday. It was a working Wednesday, but we went and got a nice dinner at Texas Roadhouse and enjoyed a bacon cakes. Double chocolate dream cake afterwards.
Oh, nice.
Solid.
At a Super Target filled cake special. Hmm. It's at a happy birthday, Adam. Don't panic.
Because it's your 42nd birthday?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
You can take the boy out of the nerd, but I don't think that's true.
Yeah, no. That's kind of, it's almost like definitionally part of
it. You can take the boy out of the prison.
Yeah, I guess so. You shouldn't really put him in there in the first place.
He knows what he did. Does that mean that I should recount the cake that I got as well?
It is an important part of the birthday.
Okay. From a local bakery, I got what claimed it was a, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but Zakir tort. But when I actually cut into it, I was like, oh, they lied to me real hard.
What was supposed to be inside and what was inside?
A genuine Zakir tort is supposed to be a fairly dense chocolate cake with a layer of, I believe, apricot jam, some sort of apricot filling in the middle, and then a chocolate ganache frosting. And this was actually like they put raspberry filling in instead. And then they frosted it like normal with, some sort of buttercream. And then they put a very thin layer of chocolate ganache over that. Oh, and the cake itself was just a regular chocolate cake. So, I mean, it tasted good, but it was absolutely some sort of, like, I don't know, like maybe they meant well, but it very much was not what it claimed to be.
This is like a Top Chef thing where they make something and then they have to decide what to call it at the end.
Could be.
This is similar to
well, We'll cover the normal cake with a thin layer of ganache.
And okay. Then you're the judge.
What,
like,
what else
yeah,
uses ganache?
That's not right.
When I Google raspberry Zucker tort, I do get hits, so I don't think it's completely crazy.
Okay. So it's only the cake and the frosting that are incorrect.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Could just be people changing stuff up.
No, I think it was...
Put this local place on blast, you know? Like,
I think it was very much an instance of provincialism, being as I'm in Wisconsin, so...
Oh, like when you go to get a Long John in Arizona?
Oh my gosh. Does Arizona also have the problem where they call it a Long John, but it's actually just a sandwich roll? I think that's what they're called.
Just not
like filled. There's just no filling.
Yeah, it's just a long donut.
Yeah, yeah, because they do that here in Wisconsin at the same bakery as well.
Oh, so it's like you. But do they also offer Long Johns?
Like actual Long Johns?
Yeah.
Like just under a different name?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying they were calling it a sandwich roll, but they sell a Long John that has no filling.
No, which I believe the technical term for that is sandwich roll, or at least that's what it was back when my dad was young, because I had this conversation with him. He was like, oh, it's a sandwich roll.
Sounds like a bakery outlet or something. They're just trying to sell all the Long Johns they forgot to fill or...
Like, it's clear they know that what they're doing is morally wrong, because it says unfilled Long John.
Oh. It's like...
And I've seen
they're
them...
They're apologizing right in the name.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there are a lot of people who, for those, like, I don't know. I've had lots of disagreements with people about donuts, and I've come to conclude that a lot of people are really wrong about donuts.
That is an excellent conclusion to reach.
Like, I was talking about Punchki at work, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to point anyone out. This was a group-wide problem of everyone not liking a filled donut, like, at all. Just not being down with that.
What?
Yeah. I thought I was going crazy. Everyone was like, oh, Punchki's gross.
To tell them they were being anti-Polish?
No, but I think next time I will. Somebody's got to do it.
They don't like fill like a Bismarck. They wouldn't enjoy a Bismarck either.
What exactly is that?
It's just a jelly donut.
Oh, okay. Yes, definitely not. I think they specifically, at least one person specifically expressed displeasure with jelly donuts in general.
What about like an eclair?
We didn't get into anything like that. I can't speak enough on eclairs to really have an opinion.
An eclair is a lot like a Long John, except that the dough is different, right? Instead of like nice soft dough, it's not quite to like cannoli, but wait, do they like cannoli?
You know, I'm going to have to write all these other things down. I'll be like, so remember this conversation we had maybe about two fat Tuesdays ago?
No. You just have to be real careful. You can't force the topic.
No, you just bring them to like the function and see who takes them and who doesn't and make notes ostentatiously. Like stand next to them and someone reaches for them, you go, oh. And you make a little note in the
notebook. I think I will have to do that. I'll bring donuts every day until the company starts telling me not to because of the health insurance gone.
Don't you work in Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you ain't going to hit that point.
The chair budget is out of control. We need you to stop bringing in donuts. Wait, hold up. You haven't had a donut in a while? Do you have a Krispy Kreme?
So maybe 3 weeks, maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Do you have a Krispy Kreme nearby?
Actually, no.
Oh, because they've got something which I think was called UFO. It's like a ring donut, but with bulges to it that is filled with, I think, some sort of cream. I had one once and I was like, this is way too good. I can never have this again because like I will just balloon out if I don't control myself. It was delicious.
Wait, so there's cream inside the ring donut? So do they like have multiple entry points to do it?
Yes, or? I believe so. I believe they've got some sort of injector that injects it while it's baking and then retracts the nozzles and then the dough seals itself up.
Oh, so this is something that couldn't exist 100 years ago.
Yeah, this is
I don't know. I feel like you could have made that with old technology.
All right, maybe.
You know, maybe not pre-industrial revolution.
Okay.
But certainly like post-industrial revolution, I feel like you could do this. You just need the vision.
The How It's Made episode of this is already playing in my head. There's hundreds of them going down this, like, you know, conveyor belt baking, and they're all, there's like hundreds of nozzles that are all just like, 3 cubic meters worth of cream are pumped into these donuts every second.
Charlie, what do you got?
I have like a real topic, or I just like tell you about stuff that's been going on.
I mean, I guess I'd like a real topic, but I'll take the other if you don't have one.
I just came back from vacation, a whole week and a half. That was nice. And I did it.
Where'd you go?
I went to first to Raleigh and visited some of Kara's relatives, and that was nice. We stayed there for a few days. And then we went to the Outer Banks, which we do every year. Stayed there for a week, and we just did the 20 hours of driving home the last couple of days. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Doug asked, like, why don't we fly? And the reason that we don't fly is, A, I don't think Connor qualifies as a lap infant anymore. So that's 4 tickets. And then also the closest you can get is Norfolk. And then you've got like a 2-hour drive from there. So you'd have to rent a car anyway after you get there. I don't know.
I did not ask that.
Oh, somebody did.
Who could it be?
It must be Adam.
The only other person on that text chain.
Yeah.
I don't, why do you have to rent a car?
I don't know. I guess I can Google what the walking can't, timing
well, can
is.
Well, can you go to Enterprise and just take any car in the aisle?
You could, I guess.
Come on, you got a phone, Charlie. You can get Uber.
Oh, an Uber. 2-hour drive down Highway 12. Oh, my goodness.
No tip.
No tip.
Oh, gosh.
The Michigan Flyer doesn't run there?
I don't think so. I don't even think I can get direct. I mean, I couldn't get direct from Madison anyway, so we'd have to have a layover and then get there. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's character building for the children to have them in the car for too long of a time.
Oh, gosh. I think the Michigan Flyer is considered an invasive species outside of its native territory of Michigan.
Oh, one of the reasons I didn't read the book is because I hadn't edited the podcast yet. So I did have to have specific time set out to sit down and edit the podcast that just came out while I was on vacation. Although I don't mind that. It's fun. But I was like, Kara, I need to do this.
Thank you.
No, well, no. Like I said, I enjoy it. You just have to, you know, lock down the time. It's a good time. Good family. Kara's parents were there too. So my parents and Kara's parents and my brother and my sister and their family and all that stuff.
My fortune says you will find your solution where you least expect it.
The bottom of a bottle?
I'm not expect that.
That is usually... Yeah. It is
unexpected. What solutions are stored in, I guess.
So I had chicken fried rice for dinner. You heard occasional clinking and stuff. That's what that was.
Okay. I'll make sure to leave it in the edit.
Yeah, perfect. So, Paul.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the upcoming shenaniganza?
Let's do a teaser
for the next episode.
I'm super excited for it. Hopefully it's not shenana Paula's sixa, but we'll see. We'll see how that trajectory goes.
Shenana marinara.
It's really hard not to add our like shenana marinara raza.
I know. What are we gonna do, Paul? Not Tony. Gonna go to the aquarium.
Yes, we're gonna go to the aquarium.
We're gonna go to Barnes and Noble.
Yes, we have to. Because I gotta do that before the Criterion sale is up. I mean, who knows what selections the local Barnes and Noble has there?
That's true. They could have every Criterion ever.
They might. It just looks like there's just a special you know, Monterey Bay Barnes & Noble that just looks like the Criterion Closet.
Yeah, exactly. You all know about the Criterion Closet, right, Charlie?
Yes. I mean, you actually probably could make a store just trying to replicate what is essentially a closet, and people would love it.
You'd have to have, like, one person in at a time. That might cause issues.
It's a pop-up.
Just people quietly queuing.
That's right. Or you could have, like, a bookmobile that looked like it and just drive around looking for cinephiles.
You, sir, you look like a man with disposable income who loves movies. Have you considered Salo or the 120 Days of Sodom?
And we're going to take a picture of you and we're going to post it.
What are your socials?
That'll be $40, please. I don't know. So far, I've only bought two movies. Well, I guess three movies, two Blu-ray things. One of them's a double movie. So far in the sale. Might have hit peak Criterion at some point.
What? I mean, there's only so many movies being made, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'll still go with Paul to the sale and buy another one, but...
Right.
You know, one Paul original pick and then and one Adam suggestion.
Have you ever watched any of the suggestions I've had for you?
Yes. Not the entire set.
Well, yeah,
like, I've watched half of the Lone Wolf and Cub movies.
Oh, nice. I still need to watch the recut American version of the first two. I never actually watched that. Samurai Assassin, I think it's called.
Oh, okay.
Basically like the Grindhouse version, I think.
Oh, I didn't know about those.
Yeah, it's like a special feature on like the last disc or something.
Yeah, most of my Criterion watching was I watched all but one of the essential Jacques Demy collection.
Oh, nice. Yeah, sorry I didn't get you Criterion this year, Charlie, but you told me you don't watch physical media anymore.
Oh, yeah. No, I do mean to. But yeah, I think that was the right play. I will let you know once I've caught up on the ones. I'm slowly doing it.
You don't even look at the shelf because that counts.
How many behind are you? Two? Three?
Probably two.
You watched The Thin Man yet?
No, I didn't watch The Thin Man. I don't think I watched... I have seen Brazil, obviously, but I don't think I've watched Brazil.
It's a little different when it's stuff you've seen before.
Yeah.
Did you watch Without a Clue?
No, I don't think I did yet.
Did you watch A Touch of Zen?
I'm still where I was there, which is halfway through. These are all ones I want to watch. Lights. Yes. Yes,
did I did see that. Kind one. Hearts and Coronets, or did I just
I saw think that. About it really? No, hard. You did. And I saw that one.
All right, good. We found one you watched.
Yes. And I watched Your Name. I did watch that one, too.
Oh, okay, cool.
Was that the anime movie?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
No, it's the Finnish film of the same name from 1975. It's the forerunner of the gray wave of Finnish cinema.
I mean, knowing you guys, that absolutely is plausible.
I mean, yeah, if you really truly were, you know, you could have just gone full otaku and be like, I have watched Kimi no Nawa.
I mean, come on, like, Charlie has gone to film festivals in person.
That's so true. I did get the Soviet sci-fi classic Kinzadza for my birthday.
Yeah, come on.
Now I just gotta figure out a way to con Brienne into watching it. Maybe I'll tell her it's an animated movie about puppies.
I mean, does she typically sit through a movie that she can instantly tell she's been lied to about?
Typically.
Is there anything at all other than 101 Dalmatians that fits that bill of animated movie about puppies?
That Lady and the Tramp, kind of. I don't know if there are puppies in Isle of Dogs. I haven't seen it, but does the Fox and the Hound count?
Yeah, lots of movies about one dog and other animals.
Yeah, there's just none. I mean, it's hard when you're measuring up to one that's so about so many.
The rotoscope animated version of Marley and Me. What movie? We were watching some movie where they killed the dog. And did it was you? It was like not a movie you would expect that to happen. And she was like, what the hell? I don't remember what it was anymore. But I also was like, they killed that dog. What?
Did it have Keanu Reeves?
Did not. It was not John Wick. It was like something that was like otherwise completely innocuous.
Aw. Air Bud, the golden years.
Wasn't Old Yeller, was it?
No.
So the nearest Barnes & Noble is 45 minutes away in Gilroy, California.
45 minutes?
Across the mountains.
What?
Okay, Google.
Does he live in the wilderness?
Nearest kind Barnes & Noble to Monterey Airport. There's a Barnes & Noble in Monterey, so...
What?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe it's... Yeah, okay. They lied.
He lives in a remote retirement community.
All right. So I need to go to maps.
So, Charlie.
Monterey Airport.
Yes, Doug.
I have a short but incredibly asinine topic.
All right.
Directions from Monterey to Barnes & Noble.
So I decided that I would become a sales tax crank.
Okay.
Because I was looking at some of my takeout receipts a couple months back, and I was like, wait a second, these numbers don't make sense. And long story short, I no longer go to Pizza Hut because they charge you incorrect sales tax.
Oh, yeah. The closest one is that one in Gilroy, Paul. This is terrible.
Yeah. So despite me calling them up and saying like, hey, this is wrong, they didn't change it. Although I made the mistake of calling the, you know, actual store responsible. But despite not being in the city of Milwaukee, the Franklin Pizza Hut charges Milwaukee sales tax.
Oh,
Yeah.
So you're saying they're running a scam.
They're running a scam where they're charging you an extra 2%.
You should get them shut down.
Yeah, that
thinking about it. I am a lot of trouble. I'm thinking about contacting the local news.
Okay, Paul, if we go to San Francisco, there are 4 half-price books in the larger San Francisco area.
That's what I mean. That's the thing. Everything's in San Francisco. You gotta drive 2 hours.
But that's not the end of the story, Charlie, because the Jets Pizza that I go to also was charging incorrect sales tax.
Damn, that's right on the beach.
Is this like some weird technicality thing, like some business thing that you don't know? Or
I mean, I was going to give you the, here's the short story. But, you know, if you want the details, there's 5% goes to the state. If you're in the city of Milwaukee, 2% goes to the city of Milwaukee. If you're in Milwaukee County, 0.9% goes to the county. And additionally, there is a food and drink surcharge of 0.5%. There's four different taxes that add up to 8.4% if you're buying food or drink.
That's higher than here.
So
thanks, Walker.
I don't know. I don't get the reference.
Texas Ranger?
Oh, did you move here that late? I forgot Scott he's been Walker, gone for Texas a while, has Ranger? He?
Oh, well, the city of Milwaukee sales tax is a new thing that started just the beginning of this year. And I believe at the same time they bumped up the county sales tax from 0.5 to 0.9.
Wow. Did they like decrease any other taxes, or is that just like... I know. It's like, how do you get away with that? Because that's like a very visible tax.
No, they could decrease the property tax. Well, here's make the sure thing. The right people get taxed.
Here's the thing, Charlie. It's only visible if businesses get it right, which is apparently very difficult because the people who run businesses maybe aren't so great at that. So anyway, I'm okay with not going to Pizza Hut ever again. But I wasn't okay with not going to Jets ever again, you know, out of principle. So I called up Jets corporate and explained the issue. And so the very helpful lady, said, okay, send us, an email with a screenshot of, you know, an order from the particular Jets that you're asking about.
This is a story about how Doug shut down a Jets pizza.
And so...
tax fraud.
And well, no, that'd be if you called the Department of Revenue. I was calling Jets Corporate. And so I sent an email and it's like, you know, here's a screenshot of that. Here's a screenshot of the Department of Revenue sales tax calculator with the address of that Jets Pizza. punched in showing here is what the sales tax should be with the different breakdown, you know, the different, you know, line by line breakdown of it. And within a week, they had fixed it.
Mr. Ellsworth would be so proud of you. Well, on that happy note, that's a genuinely happy note. That's it for this edition of the Gobesky Wallace Report. I'm Adam Gobesky.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. Thank you to our two, I guess, birthday guests.
No longer
not,
gifted.
Not celebratory guests?
Yeah, sure. Sure. I was trying to think of some adjective that describes what Doug just did. I was like, I can't. I don't know.
It's crusading.
Yes. Yeah, that's just pure crankery, Charlie.
Retirement.
The two behavior. Favorite old cranks.
Behavior. Oh, jeez.
Overcharged me by 20 cents on this.
It's the principle of the matter, darn it.
Please keep your voice down. Don't make a big deal about it. Tom, please. We heat here
they
every
need
day.
To know. It's un-American and I won't stand for it.
Well, yes, we had Paul Wilcox.
Thanks for having me.
And Doug Gobesky.
It was a pleasure to be here.
And get ready for Shanana Marinara Raza. We'll have all the best bits. And probably all the other bits as well.
all the ones that should have stayed on the cutting room floor.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to our show. Make sure to check out our website at GobeskyWallaceReport.com.
Hey everybody, check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Just follow us at GW Report and like our page on Facebook, The Gobesky Wallace Report.
And hey everybody, tune in to next episode where there's sure to be tons more hilarity that we know you'll enjoy.
Hey everybody. Hold on, I'm playing Nuts and Bolts Unscrew Puzzle.
Oh, this is interesting. You got to have the other hole, too.
That's right. You ever see the ads for this game?
No.
Oh, yeah. They show up a lot in Star Trek timelines.
Oh, so you got it. Okay.
Well, now I'm just trying it. I finally get to see what it's like.
Yeah, I have literally never seen ads for that game ever.
Hmm.
Like, to the point where I question if you're getting kickbacks.
Brian's watching me play this right now, by the way.
This is pretty deep. This is, like, way better than all, like, the whatever, like, clickbait mobile game ads I'm thinking of. Where it's, like, really weird looking and there's, like, a horse and a moat or a castle. Or...
yeah. Ebony, the last... or whatever.
Yeah, where it's somehow like a puzzle game, but also like a cock fetish thing.
What? Shut up.